producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Mitch McFadden has his makeup on.
I could use some.
I'm on, too. I just have used the usual stuff that I use, Richie. Keep myself in shape. Yeah. You know how I put the Provia on my hair, Genucel around my eyes? I'm a new man. And I have an interesting investigation.
Maybe I should try some of that stuff.
The first woman who used makeup was a Roman woman. And the philosopher Plautus said, a woman without paint is like food without salt.
What a delicate way of putting it, Plautus.
You know, I'm gonna agree with that, actually.
Really?
I'm gonna go with that.
Paint.
Yep.
It's like paint. Well, it is. I mean, I think that women, I'm going to be very careful about how I say it.
Yeah, like you're on your own.
Tread lightly, sir. Tread lightly.
You're out on that plank all by yourself. Have at it.
Well, I once in a while when I'm teasing or being frisky or playful or whatever it is, when makeup's being applied, I might be a little just silly. And so then the brushes or the things that are being used sometimes get out of place, and then I get this look. But it's very important for women to look and feel the best. I think it is for men as well. They go about it differently. The whole cosmetic business and what it's all about and how much money there is in it, Mike.
A friend of mine's dad.
The beauty business. It's the beauty business.
A friend of mine's dad is a color scientist.
Really?
For
at L'Oreal or someplace like Max Factor.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And this
like
guy.
A dream job.
This guy makes big money.
Of course
man.
He does. Well, it all started in, it was Egyptian and Roman. Cosmetics were an important part of hygiene and health and their religious rituals. That I find very interesting. Some of the creams that they even used then, because the sun was so warm, they found ways, oils. They found oils. Oils were elegance. You know, remember when you think about the nativity scene, oil, frankincense, and myrrh? The oils at that time were all aimed at protecting, they were for the very wealthy, and they were aimed at protecting the skin against the sun and the dry winds. So, by the way, the word cosmetic, Jennifer, is a Greek word, comes from cosmos, meaning to arrange, order, or adorn. Cosmopolitan, derived from that root. So cosmetic, cosmopolitan, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The first utility that was ever developed for beauty was a hair dye that came from a Frenchman named Eugene Schuller in 1909. His company was called the Schuller Dye Company, which became L'Oreal. And then Elizabeth Arden came along. She had a beauty salon, opened it in 1910. And she along, well, this is interesting how these came about. L'Oreal, I just told you, came from a dye company. Elizabeth Arden opened a beauty salon in 1910. Helene Rubinstein, who was a Polish immigrant, who actually probably along with Max Factor were more, I mean, when you think about those names, well, actually all three of them, right? Elizabeth Arden, Helene Rubinstein, and Max Factor. Max Factor produced makeup for actresses in the silent era. And also had an advertising company, and that's why even today when you look at the Max Factor ads, they seem to be a little more glamorous than do some of the other ads for some of these but it's all about glamour. Matter of fact, the global beauty market has grown by 7% in the last year.
Wow.
Which is twice the rate of the global gross domestic product, driven by aging baby boomers and an overall increase in discretionary income that's being used by a growing middle class to, especially in China, big business in China, because the women over there want to look like the women over here.
Isn't that funny?
Is it? It really is.
And the women over here want to look like the women over there.
Right.
Seriously.
Richie, in Brazil, there are 900,000 Avon ladies. In Brazil.
In Brazil, wow.
Yes. $20 billion was spent last year in the cosmetic business. Pantene, the world's biggest hair care brand, largely in part because of its pro-vitamin B ingredient. People think that this is what thickens their hair, and I don't know that it isn't. I think Pantene has a good line of products, frankly, but when analyzed under a microscope, the Pantene brand, which costs 20 to 30 times more than what you get in the dime store, isn't any different. It's all marketing. And I think you can say the same. That's why with some of the products that we talk about here, we say get them directly, Provia, directly from the manufacturer, because if this stuff is out on the market, it's marked up, what, 2, 3, 4 times? We go to the cosmetic counter for the same kind of stuff. If you pay $20 for it here, it's worth $60, $80 at the counter, right? Is that what you find? How much time do you spend at the counter, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, a lot.
What kind of stuff? What sort of thing do you go there to do?
At the cosmetics counter?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to go to Sephora, and I can stay in Sephora for, gosh, at least an hour, happily. At the cosmetic counter in a drugstore, I'm in and out because I'm going in to buy black eyeliner or mascara. Mm-hmm. If I go to a department store cosmetic counter, it's probably the most rare. But when I'm there, you know what will draw me in is, like, if they have a gift with purchase, I'll be like, okay, I'll try that Lancome or something like that, and then I'll have the people actually help me match up the colors, and, you know, they have a lot of consultants there that always want to give you their 2 cents, and I listen to them.
Yeah.
And then I don't buy what they sell me, and I buy what I like, but I listen to them.
Yeah. Well, there are so many different things going on, and I pay attention to this because I think that the lady that I care about looks terrific. She knows just exactly what to do to accentuate her features.
And yeah, that's really what Meredith is beautiful.
Yeah, yet it doesn't look like they're wearing anything.
No, and that's what she's very good. With her, it doesn't look like she's
wearing
makeup.
My wife doesn't look like she wears makeup, but she does.
Yeah.
See, and I love to let people know I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah, well, you're...
Not in a Tammy Faye way, but I like to have fun. I like to express my personality with my makeup.
Yes.
And so a lot of my eyeshadow has a little bit of shimmer or something, just because I play with it. I like it.
80% of American women wear lipstick.
Oh, yeah. I'd say the most common cosmetic products that that women wear would be lipstick and mascara.
In the 18th century, Americans used urine in an attempt to erase freckles.
You know, I still do. You want to help me out? You want to make me some serum, Dougie?
Good Lord. 200 billion dollars a year. Did I use that number? Something like that. It's a crazy number.
You know, one of the things that I'm struggling with now as a dad of a little girl.
Uh-oh.
Is
when did she start wearing makeup?
Her Latina grandmother brings her all of this little makeup and stuff because the Latinos, you know, they do it up.
Yeah.
And
yes, they do.
And so, I'm worried about two things. A, I don't want my 8-year-old daughter wearing all this makeup. You know, she tries a little here and a little there, and that's fine. But when she comes out all caked up and everything, I'm like, go back and wash it off.
Yeah, but I mean,
but then the other thing is,
people look at your kid and go, okay, she's playing. I mean, it's not like
I know, but I just have to set boundaries because otherwise,
you do. Right? Right.
But then the other thing is, where did my mother-in-law buy this stuff from? Walmart? Where was it made? Mm-hmm. What ingredients are in it?
Oh, kids makeup? It's probably made out of lead.
Garbage.
Yeah.
So I always go in and I check the ingredients on this stuff, and a lot of it I will just throw away.
Yeah, not good stuff. The first patent for nail polish.
And by the way, that goes for kids' jewelry, too. if they have little earrings and necklaces and, you know, just cheap little Shotsky jewelry, yeah. Check the ingredients on that stuff. Because yeah. They were using lead in China
lead.
For it. Yeah.
Lead. All right, first patent for nail polish issued in 1919.
Hey, can I first stop color. This right now?
What? Good Lord.
I cannot believe that we're actually doing a full segment on makeup.
I can. I love this. It's like my dream.
This is your version of when we Doug and I talked about cars.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Leave him alone. That's payback.
Nail polish, 1919. The first color was faint pink.
Faint.
A girl who wore anything darker than pink was deemed immoral.
Ha, you should see what I have on my nails right now. Yeah.
I know. I look at the results every couple of weeks. There's a mani and a pedi, and it's.
Do you guys have a preference, by the way, of what color women wear on their nails, on their feet and toes?
Does it make
Robert Conrad, who's a friend, Robert Conrad, who's a friend of mine, comes in and inspects my nails every day. He says, that color's too dark. Blah, blah, blah.
I think it depends. The
nice
woman who
wears red, right?
I know when I don't like it.
Meredith wears deeper reds most of the time, but they're lush and they accentuate all of the other things that are a part of it. But I think that makeup is a very important part of how women communicate to each other, for themselves, and perhaps to men. And it's something that is not, men don't have a lot of understanding of it. That's why I thought it would be worthwhile spending a few minutes on that. Do we have Roberta? Richie, did we make our contact with her? She's still
trying.
In outer space.
We're trying. She's still in outer space.
All right. Well,
which is where she usually is.
Probably won't have the Queen of Sheep report. It is 18 after on Good Day.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 5151 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5151.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, we are all about comfort.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98, and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $2.99. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everywhere this woman is everywhere.
Which woman?
Oh, you can't tell by listening to her voice who it is. Unmistakable. I find her voice to be so unique. The charisma that goes with Adele.
Very strong.
She's a black belt in judo or karate or something.
Yeah.
And she is a good cook, likes to do that, as a young child, and has a busy life. Writes her own music. She says, "I knew Hello would be the first song that I came back with in any capacity. It's so conversational. I wanted to have a conversation with everyone." Conversation is certainly an apt description for this single. This new record, the sales, there haven't been this many records sold since NSYNC had their album out in 2000. 3 million copies of this thing downloaded and sold this week. So, anyway.
To everybody, though, which is really cool. You know,
I'm a big fan of
her. Buy her album.
Yeah.
But she's wonderful. She's great.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
Yeah. Okay, so she was on Jimmy Fallon. She's making the rounds around NBC. She's on every show this week promoting this. Here she is, Jimmy Fallon, who loves to assuage his ego by having people that can sing, and he thinks he can sing as well. This is Adele, sort of in a skit last night on The Tonight Show.
Hello.
Focused on Hello.
They're using only classroom toys to play this song with the Roots Band and Jimmy.
After all these years, you'd like to me to go over everything. They say
a clever idea.
I ain't done much even. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming of
the thing about the musical instruments that you'd find in an elementary school classroom, the bongos, the ukulele, a tambourine.
I want to share an unusual take on this, if I may. Not one that you'll probably get from anybody else, but that's why people like listening to this program, because we pass along ideas that are different. You know, in terms of capitalism, my philosophy, and also my philosophy about abundance, Here's a perfect example. You could say this, I suppose, about any musician, maybe any book, any movie, any new business. If it's good, people find the money to support it. Were people planning on spending X number of dollars on an Adele album this year, or spending X number of dollars on whatever discretionary item there may be in terms of entertainment? No. Most of the time, people do this. This is a buy that comes sort of out of emotion. You see something and you buy it. And this is a perfect example of someone building a career out of her words and her thoughts and making a lot of money that was basically not there or wouldn't be there if she weren't creating it. She has created her own abundance out of thin air, in a manner of speaking. And that's why I have so much respect not only for her and what she's done, but take it to any extreme that you want to. We all talk about in our businesses, we have budgets for this, that, or the other thing. But in this circumstance, this woman has created a business, she's created an image, and she's created money, she's created wealth, she's satiated a demand for security that her family will never have to worry about what goes on in the future, and it's created out of...
She's so much raw talent. She created...
This is about abundance and create... You can... It shows you that anybody can create abundance if...
Think about J.K. Rowling and the money that Harry Potter has created.
Right, exactly. This one was a school teacher. And they look at the money it's created, the business it's created. That's my respect for Adele. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, the medical reversal. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. One of the hardest things to explain to a patient is the medical reversal, or as I like to call them, a Luke, I am your father moment from Star Wars. It's when we in the medical world have been thinking one thing, but with new evidence realize the opposite is true. Unfortunately, it often means we've been giving you the wrong treatment. Here's the thing. The resistance to getting rid of bad treatments isn't just among doctors, it's also among patients. DCOC advice, if your doc tells you we're not doing that anymore, we're doing this, listen, take it in. Current example, heart stents. Except in acute heart attacks, they're mostly useless, yet patients still demand them. Remember, in the era of patient satisfaction scores, dictating a doctor's salary, pressuring a doctor may mean you get what you want, but that doesn't mean you'll be healthier. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is your pumpkin spice version of the Good Day program today.
We were at a beer hall last night for a fundraiser, and they have a pumpkin beer. I can't eat. We didn't have
it's
any.
So good.
Is it really?
Yeah. Pumpkin beer is delicious.
It's really good.
Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Day
by
before
the way,
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, yes?
Beer halls all closed up in the 50s.
Beer. This is a beer hall. 60. This is the local beer hall. There are local brewers. Three guys that got together and
it's called a microbrewery.
Well, whatever it is, it's well, but they serve meals in there now, sandwiches and pizza and
right.
stuff. You can go in and get a glass of beer, and the ambiance is very interesting. Yeah, it's good. Okay, just got an email from somebody who was curious. This fellow's name is Dan. I don't know why he's on
Dan
this.
Dan the man.
He said he was interested. He asked me whether or not, or he asked all of us, did you know the hair dye industry is bigger than the entire diet industry?
Hair dyes. The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Did you know it was held on by a stem that's the size of a quarter?
Oh, I thought it was nickel.
No. Hair dyes are one of the most... Shall I continue with this fellow's information, or shall I just forget
yes,
it and move
hair
on?
Hair dye. Ready. I'm ready.
Hair dye, one of the most toxic pollutants in the world, cannot be filtered out by municipal water filters.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but in California, aren't they about ready to start cleaning the sewage water to make it potable, usable?
Oh, yeah. We're doing all sorts of things right here.
So, and hair dyes, what does that
you
mean?
You spit out the window now. Jerry Brown's got a collection bucket. Over here!
I didn't notice that, but interesting to note that. All right, so here's the... I'm going to give you a fair warning now. This is going to give the opportunity of a lifetime, or at least of the day, for Richie and Jennifer to pounce on me.
This is
perhaps the only... And it may be considered positive, negative, whatever. You take it for what it's worth.
want to pounce on you.
Because I have another observation about police officers.
Oh, no.
And this guy has no business. I'm sure when a psychiatric evaluation is done, or maybe it's already been done, on this guy that shoots the black teenager 16 times.
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
16
with
times.
Yeah. With overkill. I can't believe I almost said that.
Well, you did say it. Never mind, you almost said it. You did say it.
Suck it back.
The guy just kept shooting after this kid fell to the ground.
16 times. I know.
Yeah.
And the court is who ordered the release of the video. The police didn't want to let it out because they knew what would happen. And last night there were protests on top of protests and just more people in the face, white police officers with black guys in their face, just looking for a reason to start some trouble. And it's all because this guy was not trained properly, had no business being a police officer.
There are bad cops.
Yep.
And this
Thank
is
you.
One of them. But they're
not all
being...
cops are bad.
Not all cops are bad. And they're also being rooted out. So I don't understand the protests here.
Well, they don't understand that. Or those are people who just want to make noise.
Right.
Or wanting. I mean, what are you protesting? The justice system is working.
Yeah. Yeah. They did what you demanded they do.
Yeah. Well, but you know, there's a short sale on that one. You got to give it a while to settle in.
But, I mean, let's also...
Especially when you consider the age, Richie, of the people who are doing it. Look at the age. You don't see anybody your age protesting, my age protesting, Jennifer's age protesting, do you?
We all got bad hips. Standing up the cold.
It's cold, too.
Nah, you just don't see that stuff.
But, I mean, let's not forget there was a guy walking down the street with a knife high
on
PCP.
He had a knife. Absolutely.
High
he was higher than the kite.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But that doesn't mean he gets shot 16 times.
The cop was poorly trained.
Yep.
He did not need to use...
He's got murder. He's been charged with murder after the video came out.
Oh, he's gonna be charged with murder. Yeah. I mean, he will be convicted.
Yep.
You could have tased this guy.
Yep.
Knocked it. You could have done.
He was so out of it anyway. You're not gonna. He's not gonna hurt you.
Here's the thing. PCP
man, makes you hurt.
Superhuman.
Oh, really?
It
does.
It does. Yeah. You do things that. Rodney Dangerfield, or not Rodney Dangerfield,
Rodney King.
Rodney King was on PCP.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield was probably on it a few times himself.
That's great stuff.
All right, here's a new report from the Department of Defense about the people who are joining the military. Some people looking for a steady job, some searching for adventure, some wanted to fight for their country, but... There's another reason. Another reason the recruiters are getting a sort of a leg up, if you will, on some better troops. And so I find it interesting as I look around at who and why and wherefore. The story about who's going in, the gadgets, I don't know if it's gadgets, probably not the right word, what's the word you would use? Ordnance. There are people fascinated with ordnance and how things work. The millennials that are going in are interested in, because they're trained in gaming. They know how all of this stuff works.
Yep.
And they are making the best soldiers, the people that have done a lot of game playing, and I'm talking about video games, and who have a knowledge of technology are the best new soldiers, the best new recruits.
I told you the story about my son, right, with the Air Force pilot.
No, I don't think you did.
So my son, he's got a game. He's got a Wii and he's got a PlayStation.
Yeah, right.
And he plays games.
All
and,
the time.
We monitor, control it, blah, blah, blah. But we've also got drones, these quadcopter things. And when I go out there, I can keep the thing in the air and I can keep it from crashing and I can move around the baseball field and do all this stuff. My son is doing flips, rolls, because he's got that hand-eye coordination. He doesn't even think about the controls on the remote for the drone.
It's like it's built in with
kids. It's just kind of, it's there. It's just hardwired. So we're sitting there on the baseball field and we're flying this thing around and this guy backs into a spot next to us. His son gets out and runs to the next field for baseball practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy looks over at me and he says, "That kid's going to make good money one day with those skills."
Saying that about your son.
Saying that about Sean after flying the drone.
Right.
And I look at him, and he's got a Navy pilot shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Navy pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can keep the thing in the air, but I can't do what he does.
Yeah.
The guy says, I fly jets. I can't do what he does.
Well, there you
that's
go.
Going to be worth good money one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, of course it is. Get a skill. That's what I'm, just, that's what I'm telling you.
And Sean,
that's what's going in.
Like,
that's what they want.
I'm like, Sean, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and absorb that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing right now is not just having fun, but you're actually
well,
kind of
motor
skills.
Right. It's motor skills. It's your brain.
I thought that was amazing, though.
Yeah, and this guy recognizes it, too.
That's yeah, Navy better. Pilot gets out like, that kid's going to be worth some money.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of things that are worth money, if you're a chocolate lover and you have cash to burn, we've got just the story for you today at DougStephan.com, a gold-coated Kit Kat bar.
Really?
It's going to cost $22 for just one finger. You know, you get, well, they have five fingers when you buy them in the store.
Don't let anyone eat that.
A buck. Unlike Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, this chocolate bar will not be randomly scattered among the Kit Kat bars and stores. Instead, 500 of the bars will be made and sold only where Nestle wants them to be sold, mostly, I think, in Japan and in Asia. They have produced 200 different flavors, strawberry Kit Kats, green tea Kit Kats now. I didn't realize. I only see the chocolate Kit Kats. Any of you see any of these other Kit Kats anywhere?
No, I haven't.
No.
So anyway, this will be what this will be is an investment. You buy it and you put it in the freezer and you keep it because in 10 years it'll be worth 10 times as much as you paid for it.
By the way, it looks like the science behind eating gold.
Yeah.
It's considered non-toxic in its metallic form because it resists reacting to chemical processes in our bodies.
Hmm.
So you can actually eat it and your body will just pass it through.
Hmm. All right, that's good to know, Richie. Thank you.
So what would you do for a Kit Kat bar?
What would I do for a Kit Kat
gold.
Bar? I have to think about that a little bit. All right. In a moment, we meet Eric Markowitz, who is a writer with the International Business Times. Our focus today will be something that I was just about to get off on a toot about, but I think I'll get off on the toot with him. How much money is being made by the military-industrial complex in all these wars, the anti-terrorism fights, all of that stuff? The money is unbelievable. That focus next year on Good Day.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Thunder Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
This Black Friday, Jared is the only place you'll find one of the season's most popular jewelry gifts. The exclusive Pandora Holiday Gift Set. This amazing set includes 12 charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Prancing Reindeer Charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $220 on the entire set. The one piece of jewelry she'll treasure forever is waiting for you. Only at Jared.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
All right, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Eric Markowitz, who is with us, a senior writer with the IBT, International Business Times, focus on what's going on around the world when it comes to countries who are trying to keep the terrorists out. These anti-terror programs are big business for the defense contractors around the globe. Eric, you have found something, a theme that's important to me, close to my heart, because I think people don't realize how hoodwinked we are by the military-industrial complex, and this thing is just is add to it. As a matter of fact, I saw this, a report, I think in the last 24 hours, that some of the gun and armament manufacturers can't keep up with the demand. Is that true?
I haven't seen that report, but I did see that shortly after the attacks last week or so, a lot of the defense contractors, their stocks kind of shot up in the next couple of days. So the reality is, it's a cynical perspective, of course, but this is as budgets increase for anti-terror programs, a lot of these companies will see the windfall of that.
Well, you have to wonder, I do, because I'm a cynic and a skeptic, as you are pointing out here. I don't know whether you are. You and I haven't spoken before, but I will tell you, this whole thing stinks as far as I'm concerned. I think there are contrivances on top of contrivances here, and that there's a good possibility that all of these groups, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, are funded in part, if not in whole, by the international military-industrial complex. I think that you can easily draw a conclusion that most people would say, my God, how can you believe that? Well, because you see the way the money, you follow the money, that's all you got to do. You don't have to agree with me, but that's my point. That's my point of view on this.
All right, well, I think that's debatable. I mean, I think my experience was, I was in Paris last week at actually a military trade show that sort of ironically or coincidentally at least took place just a few days after the shooting. And this was a trade show for weapons. And the sort of mood was, at once very sad and somber, but also there were plenty of companies that I spoke with that said, you know what, this is the reality of our industry, and this will be good for our business.
Yeah, this is our business. So they cash in on terrorism. Who are some of the bigger American companies that are doing this?
I think it's the ones that we've all heard of.
Raytheon, Northrop Grumman.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, exactly. I mean, but then there's even smaller companies. There's one company that was there was Sig Sauer, which actually, they're based, they may be international, but they have a big presence in New Hampshire as well. Mm-hmm. But it really runs the gamut of, weapons to armor, even bulletproof vests, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and there's also not only state-sponsored terrorism and state-sponsored buying of this stuff, but we have these private armies now that are being these mercenaries that are look at the Saudis, how many from Blackwater or whatever the name of that company is, and other mercenary outfits that basically protect the royal family and the borders, and these people are making tons of money again on all the conflict. So it's not just an armament business, it's a people business.
Sure. I mean, I didn't, frankly, I don't really cover that too closely, but, the private guards are certainly, definitely governments look to contract out, and sure, those companies exist, and I'm sure they're profitable.
Yeah, there are. As a matter of fact, I think from what I read recently, not only are there a lot of ex-military, American ex-military, but Israeli ex-military seem to be very good at this sort of thing as well. And I think there is one big Israeli company doing this, along with a couple of American companies that are doing it. And so it's another example of how this terrorism is so good for certain businesses. Not good for the travel business, for sure. Good for those of you who are shrinks. I'm sure if you get somebody that travels a lot, they want to come in and be calmed down. But this really, we're living in a very horrible time. Oi. Eric, thank you. Eric Markowitz here on Good Day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb.
Edison.
And when asked about it, he said, "I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb, but he only needed to find one way to make it work."
Good flick.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action. Here's to the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Number one movie this week in 2004, can you believe, 11 years ago, and then they did, was there one or another, there were two sequels to this, weren't there, or is it just one?
Sure.
They're talking about making another one.
What movie was it?
National Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Never saw it. Always wanted to.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's on TV a lot. You should see it, gentlemen. It's a good movie. The Chase by Trevor Rabin is the theme from the movie National Treasure. Movie moments get us started movie music gets us into movie moments. Chucker's not here today, but we're going to go through there's a large cache of movies that are around this holiday weekend, and I'm betting the theaters will be pretty busy today, and maybe not so much tomorrow, although I'd like to go to the movies on Thanksgiving, probably will, and Christmas. It's a good day to go to the movies, right? kind of fun.
Yeah, tonight's a big night to go to the movies.
Yeah, all right.
Lots of people home from college.
Yeah.
Everybody's going out.
Yeah, so we'll find out what's cooking at the theaters. Maybe we'll have the lady who does what's cooking tell
hey,
us what's cooking.
Tell you about the movie.
Cooking at the movies right after this on Good Day.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
All right.
Just relax, Dougie. I've got it all taken care of.
Riled up.
Well, I just
stupid Google.
The state of technology. I wanted to, for my own information. Jennifer had the info, and I just wanted to see what new movies were out because I wanted to see maybe what we'd go see. And normally, I just go to movies.com.
Now you're just
going
to have to listen to me.
And look and see what's there. But I wanted to get a general because there are a few movies that are not in wide release that I might want to see. Anyway, all right, Jen, what do we have? It's because they'll start the new movies today instead of
Friday. Yeah, three movies open today. Creed is the first one. That's that one, the boxing movie with Sylvester Stallone and Michael B. Jordan. It's getting a lot of good reviews from
It's a Rocky
Craig.
Movie.
It is a Rocky movie.
It's 93% thumbs up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, people are liking it. Yeah. And also, for the kids, A Good Dinosaur opens today. That one I had no idea, but Rich says it's an animated movie.
Yeah, if the what if the asteroid didn't hit the Earth and all the dinosaurs lived? Animated movie. Got a 86% thumbs
good.
Up.
And they're good? The dinosaurs are good in this movie?
This one apparently
good
is
dinosaurs?
Because it's about the good dinosaur. Yeah.
Oh.
Victor Frankenstein. Frankenstein also opens up with Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy. So that'll open up today. And then on Friday, you've got The Danish Girl opening up, which is in very, very small release.
What is that
with
about?
Eddie Redmayne, and it's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
Really? Eddie Redmayne is the fellow who played Stephen Hawking.
Right.
If I remember correctly, he's quite a good...
Not to be confused with Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Right.
Jennifer.
Right?
Yeah, that's a
not
very...
Not the same
I'm
guy.
Very apt. I'm very happy that you explained the difference between Stephen Hawking and Screaming Jay Hawkins, because a lot of people might have been confused by the existence of those two men.
Look, so, I am here to help.
I know you are. Right. All right, so anyway, those three movies. How many people are going to the movies? Richie, would you go to the movies this weekend?
I'm not going to the movies.
One of the things I'm excited about is that the hotel I'm staying in Vegas at the South Point Casino, they have a movie theater, so my mom and I said, hey, when the grandparents go to bed, maybe we'll go to the movies.
I stayed there. I don't remember the movie theater. I only stayed there for a quick night. I don't remember seeing a movie theater there. I remember that it was out a ways from town, so you didn't have to worry about any of the traffic. That was a good thing.
It's a good thing.
All right, Richie's decided to grace us with Screaming Jay Hawkins at 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.